Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever mind.
It is easy to give advice to people. Take, for instance, this song playing in the background. All you need is love? Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for the tip. The hard part is implementing the advice. How do you find love? It isn't like you can go down to the local drugstore and pick it up off the shelf. It isn't hiding in a tree or under a rock. Although that doesn't keep us from finding the people that live there to try it out on. Believe me, I know. The adventure of looking for love will grab you and shake you like a dog trying to kill a soggy chew toy. Will you be able to hold on? Do you want to? Sacrifices will need to be made. Do you have a parachute? What if you can't handle the dizzying high view from Cloud 9? Will you decide to turn to page 67 because you chose to give her a ride home? Or will you opt for page 33 and snub her so you can go out with your friends instead? The deciding factor usually comes down to a singular, awkward moment where you dodge the lightning bolt or send it into your own personal flux capacitor and ride a different fate. This moment will be surreal, and the only noise is the manic beating of your heart in your own eardrums. I'm talking about the first kiss, that first time that your lips meet and your brains collectively melt. When it is the right person, Your life changes immediately because you suddenly feel like you're floating. You literally hear angels singing in loud, soaring choirs with big, brassy instrumentals. It's a long road to get there with lots of landmines and wrong turns. Sometimes it happens with a complete stranger. Sometimes you'll find that it was right in front of your face the whole time. I can tell you this, dear listener. When that moment comes, when you are too close to their face, when you can smell their breath, when you can feel the static charge between you building and the second hand on the clock slows way down, when you're wondering, should I do this? Take one half of a second and ponder. On my deathbed, will I regret not doing this? Because there is nothing in life as acidic as regretting the things you didn't do. Those are the choices you'll never have the answer to. So go ahead and kiss. I did, and it was the best split-second decision I ever made. Hold on, I need to press play.
A man who deserves me, I think.
desperately pondered. Spent my nights awake, and I've wondered what I could have done in another way to make you stay. Reason will not lead to a solution. I will end up lost in confusion. I don't care if you really care, as long as you don't go.
Love. Or you might say I've been on one long, long losing streak, but I have faith that someday I'm gonna win. I know I'll be lucky in love once again. I said lately nobody appeals to my taste. Time to spend with a lover. It's time to spend on the waste. Lord, I have faith. Though I cannot say just when, I know I'll be lucky in love once again. Somebody waiting, or just around that bend. Mistakes I once made, but the change is coming on, and my debts will soon be paid. Lord, I have faith, though I cannot say just when. I know I'll be lucky in love once again.
Don't think I'm being weird, but what if she wants you to kiss her?
Well, then I guess I'm just gonna have to kiss her.
Amanda Jones is no minor leaguer who'll be swept off her feet at the touch of your amateur lips.
Thanks.
This babe has plenty of battle scars.
I think I can handle it.
Great. Well, I just think maybe you should consider whether or not you feel you can deliver a kiss that kills.
What, you think I can't?
If you say you can, you probably can.
Well, no, I'm no expert.
Work on it with you, but if you're comfortable, great.
Wait. How do you work on it?
Pretend I'm a girl, okay? I mean, pretend I'm her, Amanda. I know it's a big stretch, but try it. Come here. I didn't mean to scare you.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'll be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
I know, I'm sorry.
Just grow up a little. She'll probably do this.
How do you know?
I watch a lot of TV. Close your eyes.
Strings. Winds. Words. Yeah, you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to.
There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-bye, oh bye. Look like the boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame?
Too bad, you gonna miss.
I'm I'm caught up in the way that you talk, like a high voltage shock. Ooh, I'm caught, I'm stuck on you, like a new tattoo, like a duct tape suit. Ooh, I'm stuck on you.
Our first word, Since I met you, I'm seeing things a little different. I'm caring more about all those things that are last. I'm praying you're the last first date I'd ever see. I'd ever steal. Believing you're the last true love I'd ever know. If these things aren't true, could be the last day of my
you and I.
It's the old, old story. Droid meets droid. Droid becomes chameleon. Droid loses chameleon. Chameleon becomes blob. Droid gets blob back again. It's a classic tale.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead. And pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape. telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.
It's a social excuse to make you